This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into the new work week, let's do it the best way by making the first thing in our week be some time with God together. You know, time with God alone is the biggest priority in your life, and the second best thing is time with God together with other Christians, because you gain so much insight by talking about God's word together and saying to other people, what does this say to you? And then praying about what you're reading. And you can do that on your own as well. Talk back to God about what God is saying to you. Make sure you don't just read the Bible academically to say, well, what does it say? How's it organized? Yes, that's all helpful for knowing what God's message really is. But open your heart to God and say to him, Lord, what do you have to say to me today? We want to keep on with our theme from last week, which was active listening to God, the kind of listening that goes beyond just passively sitting and hearing. Active listening means your mind is pursuing the truth. It's pursuing God himself, and you're looking for what God is wanting to reveal to you. I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians in the Bible, chapter 2, starting in verse 6. The Apostle Paul is speaking to the Corinthians, and he says, yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us, God revealed these things through the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit of God. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we might know the things freely given to us by God. Well, what a great passage. Do you know what this passage says? It teaches us that when we listen to God, we need to listen dependently. We need to listen with a recognition. Just by reading the Bible and using our intellect, we cannot get the truth that God is wanting to speak into our hearts. Only the Holy Spirit of God can speak into our hearts what God wants to say to us. No one knows what's going on in the mind of God, but His Spirit knows, and His Spirit is within us. If we have a living relationship with God through Jesus Christ, then God's Spirit wants to speak to you and communicate with you truth on a spiritual level. Have you learned to listen to God, totally depending on His Holy Spirit and saying, God, you speak into my heart. I know you want to speak through your word, the Bible, but I know what you want to say needs to come through the work of your Holy Spirit into my heart, and I'm listening. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.